This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Razazi welcoming you all to the stories of the prophets. It is today's episode number 9, and inshallah ta'ala we'll resume the story of Hud alayhi salam. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. يا هلا ومرحبا all of you. Welcome, welcome all of you. بسم الله. I just want to give a minute or two for more people to join inshallah so that we can resume our series. People sometimes are slow logging in, but we'll just give them a minute or two. جزاكم الله خير. السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. يا مرحبا يا هلا ومرحبا. There we go. So we are with again the stories of the prophets, and we'll resume in a minute inshallah ta'ala. All right. يا هلا وعليكم السلام هلا سيستر ياشمين. How are you? Alhamdulillah. وعليكم السلام. اهلا ليلى. وعليكم السلام. And Sidi Yasin Rais, walaikum assalam. Those of you on Facebook, they're quiet, but assalamu alaikum anyways. Walaikum assalam, ahlan wa marhaban, ahlan nawal, watercolor. This watercolor, walaikum assalam, watercolorist. Oh, watercolorist. Oh, tayyib, yal. Watercolorist. Najwa, walaikum assalam, matullah. All right. Get your notebooks ready, family ready. We're inshallah ta'ala going to resume the stories of the prophets. And today is episode number 9. And it's about Hud. We're going to, you know, we finished the story of Nuh, and now we move to Hud alayhi salam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. Ahlan Mu'nisa and Muna. And Yasmin, all of you ready? Humaira, Toqir, wa alaikum salam, Facebook. Ahlan wa sahlan. Ahlan wa sahlan, Facebook. Ahlan wa sahlan, Instagram. Anyways, let's talk inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam wa rasulillah. First of all, one more time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. And this is Riyad Razazi welcoming you again to the stories of the prophets, the as we call the nation builders. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll try to finish the story of Hud alayhi salam. The story of Hud, we started it yesterday, by the way, as some of you are new to the series. This is our third series, subhanAllah, because we, in Ramadan, we started the end of time, and all these series are recorded. You can always go back and watch them. We started the end of time, and then after the end of time, there was like 45 lessons. And then we started the homemade happiness series, all about, you know, homes and families. And this is our third series called the Stories of the Prophets. So alhamdulillah, we're just starting this series of lectures. This is the barakah of Corona. Yes. The barakah of Corona, because subhanAllah, before Corona, we weren't, you know, didn't have this series, you know, people are doing their things. But then this is where we, during this lockdown, we came back and then we started, you know, going live and meeting all these beautiful people, you know, and then we started this series, alhamdulillah. So we started with the family of, you know, when we talked about the Prophet, we initially started with Adam alayhi salam, and before Adam, you know, the creation, before even the creation of the earth and the heavens and the angels and whatnot, we spoke about all that, and then we moved to Adam and Adam's family. And after Adam's family, we talked about, you know, when Adam went, you know, it was settled on earth, and then him and his wife and their kids, their children, and how their children got married. We explained about the marriage, you know, Habil, Qabil, with their sisters. We talked about that. And then after that, we talked about Sheet. We talked about what happened to Qabil, of course, you know, with his brother when he killed him. And then he went and he establish his own, you know, his own qabila, his own nation. And then Shayt, the son of Adam alayhi salam, when he came, and then he had his other qabila, his other nation. And then after that, we talked about, you know, the Nuh alayhi salam, and before even Nuh, how the ibadah of the idols got evolved, the worshiping of idols, how did that, you know, even got initiated or evolved. And we talked about all that, and then we talked about Nuh alayhi salam, and then after Nuh we spoke about Hud alayhi salam. We have not finished Hud, so we just started yesterday with Hud. My brothers and sisters, we said that Hud was mentioned in the Quran 7 times. Hud, and Hud is one of the 4 Arab prophets. You know, yes, we talked about Idris as well. Zakallah khair Yasin. We talked about Idris as well. Shit, Idris, and then Nuh, and then Hud. Forgot. Zakallah khair Yasin al-Rais. You know, Shit, Idris, Nuh, and Hud. Hud mentioned 7 times, and I said that there are 4 Arab prophets. Yalla, Sister Hanifa, Catherine, Humaira, Tuqair, Yasin, give me the names. I mentioned them yesterday, the 4 Arab, you know, 124,000 prophets, only 4 are Arabs. Only 4 are Arabs. What are they? I mentioned them yesterday. I said Hud is one of them. So Hud is Arabi. And who else is Arabi? Shu'aib, Salih, and Muhammad. MashaAllah alayk. MashaAllah alayk. Sidi Rais. Sidi Rais, mashallah, Sidna Rais, mashallah, Sidna Rais, Yasin Rais, I love that name, Yasin Rais. Okay, yes, that's what it is. You have Hud, and then you have Salih, and then you have Shu'aib, and then you have Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, right? Hud, Salih. If you want the sequence goes like this, from the eldest to the youngest, all right? From the eldest to the youngest. So we have Hud alayhi salam, right? Hud alayhi salam. And then Salih. Salih and the camel. Right after Hud, Salih will come. Under Salih, we have Shu'aib. And after Shu'aib is Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. So these are the 4 Arab prophets amongst 124,000. 124,000. Subhanallah, prophets, only 4 are Arabs. And is there any Pakistani one amongst them? Is there any Indian Bangladeshi one? Is there any Afghani prophet? All the same, but they were not Arabs, you know. They were not Arabs anyways, you know. The Ajab, you know, Ibrahim alayhi salam was not an Arab. Musa, he was not Arabi, you know. Musa was an Arabi. Isa was an Arabi, right? Yeah, so subhanallah. Anyways, so the story of Hud alayhi salam happens in the region of Saudi, of Yemen, of Oman. You know, this is, in fact, when I said Yemen, the Arabs, they originate from Yemen. The Arab originates from Yemen, right? So so the story happens in what we call today the empty quarter. Right, the empty quarter, or in Arabic, al-Rub' al-Khali. Al-Rub' al-Khali, the empty quarter, is, you know, the area of Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and Oman. You know, it's all desert. There's nothing. It's empty. That's what they call it, the empty quarter. Empty, al-Rub' al-Khali. You know, so, but that al-Rub' al-Khali was not empty at the time. Today is all, you know, desert. But before, it used to be a green area. It used to be very civilized area. In fact, subhanallah, it all happened because of the people of Al-Ahqaf, the people of Hud. You know, the story of Hud, not him, but his people, Ad, you know, and how they started again worshipping idols after Nuh alayhi salam, you know, was sent down to earth and spread the religion of the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the people of Ad, they again went back into worshipping idols. So that area used to be a very green, beautiful area filled with lakes and rivers and trees and green. But then subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed it. Right? Destroyed it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there was this qabila, qabilat called Ad, is mentioned in Surah Al-Fajr. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد عاد ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد. This is the most powerful nation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ever created. You know, they were so on earth until today. Allah Azza wa Jalla has never created a very powerful, you know, strong nation than as the nation of Ad. التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has never created such nation, you know, as the nation of Ad. They were so strong. They were so strong, my brothers and sisters, so much so that I mentioned yesterday. The men were so gigantic that they would pull a tree. They would pull a tree off with their bare hand. Yani a palm tree. Imagine a palm tree, a huge palm tree. A man will come just with his bare hand and he will just pull that tree out. That's how gigantic and strong they were. But anyways, these people deviated, you know, despite of how civilized they were, because they were carving and crafting houses from mountains. Right, they would find a mountain and they would go and build houses in them, you know, in those mountains. وَذْكُرْ أَخَا عَادٍ إِذْ قَالَ إِذْ أَنذَرَ قَوْمَهُ بِالْأَحْقَافِ. Also Surah Al-Ahqaf, verse number 21. Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about this nation, the nation of Ad. وَذْكُرْ أَخَا عَادٍ إِذْ أَنذَرَ قَوْمَهُ بِالْأَحْقَافِ. أَخَا عَادٍ, the brother of Ad. He's not their brother, like blood brother, but he was a man from them. He was a man that was sent from them, you know, and he started, you know, and he was there to warn them about, you know, about the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla as to what happened to the people who deviated, what happened to the people of Nuh before, right? You know, so he was warning them that because those people were worshipping idols and you are worshipping idols, the same thing could happen to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left that boat, that ark, as we mentioned when we talked about the study of Nuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left that ark as is in the Mount of Al-Judi in Turkey, you know, as a sign for other people to come, you know, for other nations to come. If these nations were to come, they will see that ark and that rock belong to the people of Nuh. And what happened to the non-believers from the people of Nuh? But only few people will take heed, subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them Hud alayhi salam. He sent them Hud alayhi salam. We said that the people of Nuh, Allah Azza wa Jal sent against them at Tufan, you know, he sent this flood against them. But for the people of Hud, we will see what's going to happen to them, my brothers and sisters. And also, I mentioned yesterday the steps of the shaitan, right? As I said, shaitan waited for three generations because after Nuh, people were still following the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of Tawheed, but shaitan could not really defeat them. So he had, you know, he had, he went into stages, you know, first generation, he could not deviate. The second generation, he could not, you know, set astray. So he had to wait for the third generation to, subhanAllah, deviate them. And then that third generation started worshipping idols. So this is the steps of the shaitan. And we mentioned yesterday how shaitan will never come and tell you to commit zina, for instance. Shaitan will not come to tell you to commit zina, but he will come in stages, you know, and then, you know, he would say first maybe to look, you know, and then to talk, and then to meet and whatnot before he makes that person fall into committing adultery or whatnot. So these are the steps, the stages of shaitan. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, if you were to read the Quran, there is no ayah in the Quran whereby you will find Allah Azza wa Jalla telling people, don't follow shaitan. Anybody here who memorizes the Quran, it's a challenge. You can go back to the whole Quran, you will not find one ayah that says, don't follow shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say that. Allah azza wa jalla says in the Quran, don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. It's not only in one, not in one verse, not in two. There's so many verses whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. So anyways, brothers and sisters, as I mentioned in Surah Al-Fajr, this Qawm Ad were not like normal human beings. They were very gigantic. Iramadat al-Imad. Have you not considered how your Lord dealt with the people of Ad, who built lofty pillars, huge pillars that they used to build? وَاذْكُرُوا إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَزَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَةً. Nuh is telling these people, remember, إِجْعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla has made you, خُلَفَاء, like Khalifa, like successors of the people of Nuh. Not only that, he made you successors of the people of Nuh, but وَزَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَةً. And then he increased you in shape. He increased you in strength. He increased you in shape. So these people, as I mentioned, they were very gigantic. They said maybe they're the tallest amongst them, where the tallest amongst them was like 100 dirah. The tallest amongst them is 100, dirah, 100 maybe meters. They were really, really, like really, really big people. And then, this is in Surah Al-A'raf. Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 69. أتبنون بكل ريع آية تعبثون. Do you construct on every elevation a sign just to amuse yourself? Because this is what they used to do, just to amuse themselves. Do you construct on every elevation a sign? Because they used to go to these, let's say they see a mountain and someone would say, I want that mountain, I'm going to carve my home in that mountain, as a sign of amusement. And this is in Surah Al-Shu'ara, verse number 128. Surah Al-Shu'ara, verse number 128. The strongest civilization ever. The people of Ad. Qawm Ad. The tribe is called Ad. Happened in the area of Al-Ahqaf, which is located in the region between Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and Oman. وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا. Let's see what Hud tell them. Let's go back to the Quran. This is why I said the Quran let us understand really, the stories of the Quran, the stories of the prophets. In fact, the majority of the Quran, if you were to read the Quran, the majority of it are stories, subhanAllah, stories. And this is why we love stories. All of us, we tend as human beings to love stories. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about stories. And in Surah Yusuf, which we'll talk about insha'Allah ta'ala, when Allah Azza wa Jalla says, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصِصِ. O Muhammad, we narrate to you the best of the stories. And the best of the stories are the stories of the prophets. So let us go back and see what Hud did, and spoke, and how did he speak to his people? What did he tell them? How did he convey his message? How did he give da'wah? How did Nuh give da'wah to his people? Let's start. In Surah Al-A'raf, if you want to follow me, Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 16 onward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. The very first thing, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. This guy's back again, and I'm going to come and, tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, as I promise, I will go and see him. I have not been able to meet him, but I'm going tomorrow, so he's coming back again to disturb us. So very soon, I'm going to turn off the comments, but I promise you, I will nail him down, inshallah ta'ala, I promise you. I don't care, man, because you're trying to disturb this community. So I promise you, I'm coming to get you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. And now I'm going to turn off these comments because you are, because you're really annoying. And if you're not, akhi, please, if you're not, so why are you coming, subhanAllah? Why, Ajib, if you don't like this, why are you here? Yeah, you're scared. We'll see, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow, bi'idhnillah, I promise you, inshallah. But anyways, please forget this guy. Just ignore him. Ignore him, inshallah ta'ala. Nobody talks to him. Just ignore this person. So let's go back to Hud, inshallah ta'ala. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره أفلا تعقلون. He said, oh يا قومي. He said, oh my people, اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. اعبدوا الله. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have no God worthy of worship but Him. So اعبدوا الله subhanahu wa ta'ala. أفلا تتقون. Don't you fear Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه إن نراك في سفاهة إنا نراك في سفاهة وإنا لنظنك من الكاذبين. After talking to them and after trying to warn them, he's coming back, his people coming back telling him, قال الملأ الذين من قومه إنا نراك في سفاهة وإنا لنظنك من الكاذبين. So his people, they came back telling him that he was so foolish. What kind of, what are you telling us? What are you talking about? You're so foolish. Stop saying what you're saying. This is just a bunch of foolishness. This is how they replied to him. Indeed, and not only that you're, this is just a bunch of foolishness, you are a liar. All that you're mentioning, all that you're talking about, you're nothing but a liar. لَنَظُنُّكَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَيْسَ بِي سَفَاهَةٌ وَلَكِنِّي رَسُولٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allahu Akbar. They are accusing him of being a liar. But instead, what does he say? He says, يَا قَوْمِ لَيْسَ بِي سَفَاهَةٌ. Oh my people, I am not foolish. This is not a foolishness. But I am Rasul min Rabbil Alameen. I'm a prophet from Rabbil Alameen, from the world, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Rabb of the Alameen of the world, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nasihun Ameen. واذكروا إذ جعلكم من بعد قوم نوح إذ جعلكم خلفاء من بعد قوم نوح وزادكم في الخلق بسطة فاذكروا آلاء الله لعلكم تفلحون. Again in Surah Al-A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them, through Nuh, through Hud, واذكروا إذ جعلكم خلفاء من بعد قوم نوح. Look, as he made you successors after the people of Nuh, وزادكم في الخلق بسطة, and he made you, he gave you so much power, he gave you so much strength and power, and then he's telling them, and this reminds me of Surah Al-Rahman. فاذكروا آلاء الله لعلكم تفلحون. Remember the ala of Allah, remember the blessings of Allah. In Surah Al-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps saying, فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. How can you deny the blessings of your Lord? فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. And here Hud is telling his people, فاذكروا آلاء الله لعلكم تفلحون. فاذكروا, remember the ni'am of Allah, remember the blessings of Allah, remember all that what Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you with. لعلكم تفلحون, so that you may get falah. Falah from, falah means success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They mocked him, of course, and they ridiculed him as all the other prophets, from dead people. Not only that, they said in Surah Fussilat, verse number 15, they said, وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. This really relate to what's happening today in our world, with the story of Corona and whatnot. وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. They were so gigantic and civilized, but they were so arrogant that they said, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. Who's stronger than us? We're so powerful, we're so strong, we can even make houses from mountains. Who's stronger than us? Who's more powerful than us? وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. Don't they know that Allah Azza wa Jal, who created them, He is the one who's more powerful than them? Because they're saying, who's stronger than us? Who can defeat us? This is the message from Corona. Corona is telling you and I, you people are so weak. You people are so teeny tiny, so weak, despite all the advancement and the technologies, yet you are very weak. A virus which you couldn't even see with a bare eye, bare naked eye, you couldn't defeat. Right? So you're saying, They're saying, "Man ashaddu minna quwwa? Who's stronger than us? Who's more powerful than us? Who's stronger? Who's more powerful than us?" And Allah Azza wa Jalla is replying, tell them, O Hud, Allah alladhi khalaqahum, Allah Azza wa Jalla who created you, He is more powerful than you, and He's the one who's going to destroy you, unless you believe. A disease called arrogance. Disease called arrogance. Like people, subhanAllah, there's some people here, even, you know, they're arrogant. Arrogant. You know, I know. Well, if you know, then khalas, zaklah khair, move on. Go to somebody else and learn something else, or maybe do your own thing. Do your own thing. Go and teach. Go and preach. Do something. Do something good. If you know, mashallah, you know everything, then go and move on. Do the work of the prophets. Huh? Do the work of the prophets. Why don't you? So here's what happens. Arrogance, my brothers and sisters, it's the disease, you know, by Shaitan as well. He felt arrogant when Allah Azza wa Jalla told the, you know, the angels to make sujood to Adam, and they all made sujood to Adam except Iblis. He was arrogant. And brothers and sisters, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, he shall not enter Jannah. He shall not enter Jannah. He who has even an atom of arrogance in his heart, he will not enter Jannah. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. He shall not enter Jannah. He who has an atom of his heart, in his heart, an atom in his heart of عجب, of arrogance, of kibr. In Arab, it's called kibr. And we have a name of Allah called Al-Kabir, Al-Mutakabbir. Allah, 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 Allah. Here's, I'm giving you something from the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-Kabir, Al-Mutakabbir. And the name is called kibr, or the noun is called kibr, or the adjective, I'm sorry, it's called kibr. Kibr means arrogance. It is only befitted to Allah Azza wa Jal. It's an attribute only befitted to Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla, does it mean He's the arrogant? No, what it means, He's so arrogant to punish you. He did not create it to punish you. So He's beyond that, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's His name, Al-Mutakabbir. But it is something only befitted to Him, not to you. You cannot be Mutakabbir. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. This is one of my favorite ayat in the Quran. Listen to it. وسيق الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا قالوا بلى ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين قيل ادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فبئس مثوى المتكبرين. متكبرين for the kibr, from the arrogance. Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about those people who will be entering hellfire. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. And the people who will be, you know, led to hellfire, they will be led to hellfire in groups. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا. When they reach hellfire, the gates of hellfire, the gates will open up upon them. And then they will fall in Jahannam وَالْعِيدُ بِاللَّهِ. And then the gatekeepers of Jahannam, they will tell them, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ وَيُنذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Haven't prophets been sent out to you to warn you? Yes, prophets have been sent out to you, and they warned you about today. Yes, they said they did. These people, they will realize and they will admit that they did, right? Surah Az-Zumar. This is Surah Az-Zumar. They said, yes, they did. قَالُوا بَلَى وَلَكِنْ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ قِيلَ ادْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They will be told, enter the hellfire, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ. خَالِدِينَ meaning forever. Enter it forever. Why all this? Because فَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. This is the end of the mutakabbir. This is the end of the arrogant. Arrogant in what way? Arrogant, they received the news. They received the warnings. But they were so arrogant to follow the prophets. They were so arrogant to follow the teachings of the prophet. Like those people who said from Ad, the people of Ad, they told Hud, who's stronger than us? Who's stronger than us? Arrogance. So sisters and brothers, please clean your heart. If you feel sometimes that you are, you know, you may feel it or you may not. You may feel it or you may not. If you're not, that's on top of that, not only arrogant and jahil and ignorant. This is the worst of the worst. When somebody is arrogant and he doesn't know it or she doesn't know it, they're not only arrogant and jahil. And jahil and ignorant. But at least if they are arrogant and they know it, maybe they can fix themselves. Maybe they can help themselves. Being arrogant and ignorant versus being just arrogant. Then they said, أَوَعَطْتَ أَوْ لَمْ تُوْعِظْتَ. They said, whether you warn us or not, whether you give us heed or not, whether you speak to us or not, we're not going to believe. Whether you warn us, you remit us, whether you talk to us, we're not going to change. No, we're not going to change. We are who we are. We're not changing. This is who we are. Allah, 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 Allah. Qala inni ashhadu Allah wa ashhadu inni bari'un mimma tushrikun. After they said what they said, Hud, he said, Allah is my witness, and you are my witness as well. I am innocent of what you're saying. I'm innocent from all the shirk that you are committing. I disavow all the shirk which you are committing. Inni bari. I disavow what you're doing and what you say. I am not with you. And your actions as well. I disavow your actions. Inni bari un mimma tushrikun. So he pulled himself out. Alayhi salam. I'm innocent. I'm far from what you believe. إني توكلت على الله قال رب انصرني بما كذبون. And then he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال رب انصرني بما كذبون. رب انصرني بما كذبون. Allah, help me because they have denied me. Now he's asking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking, you know, Allah azza wa jal for his help, as they have denied and they have mocked and ridiculed him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Hud alayhi salam, amma qalil layusbihunna nadimin. قال رب انصرني بما كذبون قال عما قليل لا يصبحون نادمين. My brothers and sisters, this is your key, all of you. This is your answer to all your worries and to all your concerns. If you are going through any worries and concerns and any hardship, any trouble that you may be going through, this is your answer right here. The answer, as Allah Azza wa Jalla is giving the same answer to Hud alayhi salam. What did he say? He says, Rabbi, Nuhud, he called Allah Azza wa Jal, making dua to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala Rabbi, O my Lord, help me, because they have denied me. So Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to Nuh, he says, Amma qaleel la yusbihuna nadimeen. He says, very, very soon they shall be amongst those who are regretful. They will be regretful. Very soon. Amma qaleel. He did not tell him when. He did not tell him exactly when this is going to happen. But he says, very soon. Very soon they shall be regretful. They shall be sorry. Very soon they shall be regretful and they shall be sorry. Very soon, whatever you're suffering from, very soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate your pain and your stress and your distress. Very soon Allah azza wa jal will remove your sickness. Very soon, inshallah ta'ala, you will get married if you're seeking in marriage. Very soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with a son or a daughter. You know, if you've been asking for the son or daughter for a long time. Very soon. How soon? Very soon, inshallah. Amma qaleel. Oh Hud, just keep doing what you're doing. Amma qaleel. La yusbihuna nadimeen. They are mocking you, but very soon they will be regretful. The same to you and us. This is why I said the stories of the prophets is not just to narrate stories. The stories of the prophets, brothers and sisters, is to derive lessons from the stories of the prophets. And these are the lessons that we're deriving here. You know, to never despair from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Never give up. To never give up from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمَّا قَلِيلْ لَيُصْبِحُونَ نَادِمِينَ. Very soon they shall be regretful. So very soon, those who are, you know, bugging you and disappointing you, or those who are, you know, trying to cause you problems, very soon they will be regretful. Very soon they will be regretful. Those of you who are nagging you, who are disturbing you, and you all, very soon they will be regretful. Allah Azza wa Jalla will take care of them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what happens, sisters and brothers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped the rain, first of all. Allah Azza wa Jalla stopped the rain. Before the punishment comes, it came in stages, subhanallah. Because these people, they used to rely a lot on cattle and the farming and stuff, right? They had cattle, they had farms. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped the rain. But then they saw a very dark cloud coming from the horizon. Very dark cloud coming from the horizon. They thought it was going to be some rain. And strong wind came in. Very strong wind. Very powerful and very fierce. It would grab them. It will raise them to the heavens, up into the skies. And then, subhanAllah, it will crush them back onto the earth. Allahu Akbar. Rihin sarsarin atiyah. سخرها عليهم سبعة ليال وثمانية أيام حسوما فترى القوم فيها صرعا كأنهم أعجاز نخل خاوية. الله أكبر. It is this wind fierce that lifted them all the way up into the heavens, brought them back and crushed them into the earth head first and feet up. Imagine when they were crushed onto the earth, their heads, just like plants, head came down into the earth and the feet up into the air. Imagine, astaghfirullah, you will see this like tribe, this people, you know, it's like trees of people, head down, feet up, head down, feet up. So where is your power now? Where is your strength now? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Hud and the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Hud and protected the believers. And what did Allah azza wa jal, you know, inflict the people of Ad with? Those who claimed that they had so much power. Those who claimed so that they had so much strength. Those who claimed that no one can defeat them. Where were they? What happened to them? Small wind. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to go back and turn this on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the wind in one of the battles at the time of the Prophet. Which battle was it? Huh? Those of you on Instagram and those of you on Facebook. Which battle was it where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the wind as a form, you know, as soldiers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla has soldiers from the heavens and the earth subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what battle was it? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the wind. نَعَمْ سِيَاسِين. MashaAllah alik yasin. The battle of the trench. The battle of Al-Ahzab. The battle of Al-Ahzab where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the wind. The wind. And then so much, so it was so fierce, powerful wind, it was blowing all their tents away. And then, na'am, so al-khandaq, and then, you know, and that wind caused them, khalas, you know, the wind from Allah Azza wa Jal. The wind from Allah Azza wa Jal, the battle was over. The battle was over. When the Muslims were outnumbered by al-Ahzab, by the Confederates, right? So much so that the Muslims were subhanAllah, not terrified and petrified because they were so much outnumbered. So much outnumbered, but subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down one of his soldiers, the wind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the people of Ad with the wind. Those who used to say that they were so powerful, Allah azza wa jalla destroyed them with the wind. I remember You know, subhanAllah, when that a few years back, I was in the UK at the time, you know, I had a conference, I was teaching a course. Na'am, this is at the time, this is, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the wind, you know, and then, you know, so anyways, I was teaching a course, I remember, with Al-Maghrib, and then there was this mountain, you know, a volcano, that volcano happened somewhere in Europe. Right, and that volcano, subhanallah, you know, made all the airports shut down in Europe. No flight. I don't know if you guys remember this. Those of you who are in the UK or in Europe, you know, you would maybe remember a long time ago, a few years ago, maybe about 10, 15 years, 10 years, I think 10 years ago. 10 years ago, there was this volcano that happened somewhere in Europe, and it caused so much in Ireland, was it? Right, in Ireland. And then no flights in Europe. Nobody could, no airplane could fly. I could not fly back to Canada. I got stuck. So if they had any F-16s, F whatever 17s, any planes, whatever power, whatever technologies, they couldn't fly. They couldn't fly. One small mountain, you know, decided to erupt. A little volcano, like a small little volcano, like this, just spit out. A small mountain spit out some fire. No planes could fly. Nothing happened. You know, all those technologies, they couldn't do nothing, subhanAllah. The power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The power of Allah azza wa jal. So, ajeeb, you know. So this is what we take heed. Take lessons, you know. Take heed, my brothers and sisters. You know, this is what, you know, this thing could happen at any time. Look now, coronavirus. We're talking about this. We're talking about, there's so many things so that we can go back and review ourselves and take heed. But a lot of us are not taking heed, my brothers and sisters. Anyways, the wind is the soldiers of Allah Azza wa Jal. The same wind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent against the people of Ad, the people of Hud. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Hud alayhi salam, of course, and the believers. احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah shall save you. Be mindful of Allah azza wa jal. You shall find him in front of you subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will be with you. As this is the advice given by Prophet Muhammad ibn Abbas when he says, Ya ghulam, احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Oh ghulam, oh little boy, oh young boy, احفظ الله. Be mindful of Allah. Allah shall help you. Be mindful of him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He shall protect you. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. When you ask Allah. When you seek refuge in someone, seek refuge in Allah. Look at the amazing advice the Prophet is given to this boy. Amazing advice. It's all about aqidah. It's all about our faith. It's all about our creed. When he's telling him, be mindful of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولما جاء أمرنا نجينا هودا والذين آمنوا معه برحمة منا ونجيناهم من عذاب غليظ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when our matter has come, when we have ordained to punish and destroy the people of Ad, we saved Nuh and those who believed with him. We saved them. So they were saved. But Allah azza wa jalla destroyed the others. Just like Nuh, subhanallah. Nuh is trying to call his son. Come and embark the boat with us. Come and embark the ship with us. His son refused. He wanted to be from those who got drawn and got destroyed. So Allah Azza wa Jal saved only the believers. Brothers and sisters, if you are truly a believer, inshaAllah ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal will save you and protect you, inshaAllah ta'ala. احفظ الله يحفظك. This is what I'm saying. Whatever happened to Ad, it could happen to any nation. Because there is a certain nation in this world whereby their leader claims, I'm not going to mention who and what, but you people are smart. There are certain nations on this universe today whose their leader is saying, who is stronger than us? Right? You agree? There is a nation on earth today whose their leader is saying, who can defeat us? Who's stronger than us? Huh? So, isn't it? The same thing, my brothers and sisters, whatever happened, whatever happened to Hud and to Nuh and to the people can also happen to us, provided that we, you know, if we don't, you know, obey and follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah. And Nuh lived with those believers in that area called Hadramaut, you know, Hadramaut near Yemen, and they lived there in Tawheed, because Allah Azza wa Jal took care and destroyed the non-believers. But they were, you know, but Nuh lived with his people. I mean, Hud lived with his people, those believers, in harmony, in solace, you know, in serenity, in Tawheed, Alhamdulillah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But is that going to resume? Is it going to stay as it is? You know, the people of Hud, you know, because Hud will die. And then what will happen to the other people again, of his people? Are they going to remain in the state of Tawheed? Because remember that Shaytan has taken an oath upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaytan has taken an oath upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when he said, لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ قَالَ فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. He made an oath. He swore by Allah Azza. He says, by your majesty, I shall deviate them all. So Shaytan does not quit. Remember, my brothers and sisters, Shaytan does not quit. He does not quit. He made a promise. He shall deviate us all, except those who are sincere from amongst us. So here's a key. Be sincere in what you do, brothers and sisters. Shaitan will have no way in deviating you, insha'Allah ta'ala. And I remind you of the advice of the Prophet Muhammad, the advice that he has given to Ibn Abbas when he told him, احفظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظَكْ احفظِ اللَّهَ تَجِدُ تُجَاهَكْ. Be mindful of Allah. Be mindful of Allah. Brothers and sisters, before you make a step forward, before you make a step forward, is this halal or haram? Right? Is this halal or haram? Before you do it, is it halal? Say Bismillah and go ahead with the tawakkul of Allah Azza wa Jal. If it's haram, then stay back. This is what it means. Be mindful of Allah. احفظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظَكْ احفظِ اللَّهَ تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكْ. Be mindful of Allah. Allah shall protect you. Be mindful of Him. Allah shall be with you. And then he told him, and rest assured, if the entire mankind from ins and jinn, not only from ins, not only from the people, he says the entire mankind from ins and jinn, if they were to come together, right, if they were to come together to benefit you, and Allah Azza wa Jalla does not will to benefit you, you won't be benefited. And if the entire mankind, if the entire mankind from ins and jinn, they come together to harm you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to harm you, you won't get harmed. This hadith, I can live with it. Right? Beautiful hadith. Put your trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Delegate your affairs in Allah Azza wa Jal. If the entire mankind, they come together to benefit you and Allah does not want to benefit you. If at work they're trying to frame you, right? At work or at school, whatever you are. If people are trying to, you know, frame you and Allah Azza wa Jal does not want to cause you harm, there's no harm that can happen to you. And if they try to benefit you, if they try to give you a raise, if they try to come and give you a better position, if they come to try to help you, but Allah Azza wa Jal does not want you to be helped, you won't be helped. You won't be helped. So at the end, whatever happens is what Allah Azza wa Jal has willed to happen. So delegate your affairs to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's going to happen to the people of Hud after Hud passes away? After Hud dies? Yes. Yes, Morkain. La tahzan. Jazakallah khair, Morkain. La tahzan. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. Remember what I said, Shaytan does not quit. Of course he's going to come back and do more stuff. But Allah Azza wa Jal will keep on sending prophets. One prophet after another. What prophet's going to come after that? We'll talk about that insha'Allah ta'ala. We're going to talk about what's going to happen to the people of Hud after Hud, you know, dies. And we will, you know, go back and more insha'Allah ta'ala to derive more lessons from the stories of the prophets insha'Allah ta'ala. You know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. May Allah azza wa jal, you know, grant us all tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq in this life and tawfiq in the hereafter. May Allah grant us success in this life and success in the hereafter, insha'Allah ta'ala. All right, brothers and sisters, Zakum Allah Khair. You know, those of you from Facebook, thank you so much for joining. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you. Thank you, Humaira Tokair. Thank you, Kiko Leblanc. Thank you, Barakallahu Fikum. Thank you for coming. Thank you, Morkain. All of you out there, Shehnaz Kabir, Zakum Allah Khair, Shehnaz. All of the sisters and brothers from Facebook, thank you, Zakum Allah Khair. And those of you from Instagram, Zakum Allah Khair, for joining. May Allah bless you. As of next week, inshallah ta'ala, we'll be, you know, doing some more. I'm going to have to start testing you, inshallah. I'm going to have to start testing you, inshallah ta'ala. You know, I swear by Allah, I'm going to come. I already swore by Allah Azza wa Jalla. So, you know, we'll deal with you, inshallah ta'ala, and you will see bi-idhnillah. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless you all and reward you all. Barakallahu feekum. Khadija, thank you. As I said, as of next week, I'm going to have to start testing you, inshallah ta'ala. So, zakum Allah khair. We'll see you, inshallah ta'ala, next week, bi-idhnillah. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you. Thank you, Hanifa Catherine. Zakum Allah khair. And Khadija, and Sa'diya, and Humaira Tokair. Barakallahu feekum. Zakum Allah khair. Zoya. Zakum Allah khair, Yasmin, Yohomer, Rikazawa, 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 Yasin Rice, thank you so much, Barakallahu Fikum. And those of you, thank you, Naseema, she's here, MashaAllah, Saadia Khan. You can always go back, those of you who've come in late, you can always go back and watch the session. It is on, you know, recorded, Alhamdulillah, it is recorded, you know, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram as well, right? Barakallahu feekum. And those of you, you know, brothers, if you know, those of you who are, mashallah, good on Instagram, text me, you know, text me, because I want to do some work with, you know, IP addresses, right? So text me, inshallah ta'ala, I want to ask you some questions. So private text me. Those of you on Instagram, you know, just private text me, inshallah, all right? I want to ask you a question, inshallah. Don't forget the chocolate, yes. Yeah, la. Yes, it is the address. It's okay. You know, I'll be coming, inshallah ta'ala, maybe one day to Belgium. Who knows, huh? Maybe, inshallah ta'ala, one day we'll go to Belgium, inshallah ta'ala. And there, taste the Belgium chocolate, bi-idhnillah. Live, barakallahu feekum. Riyaz Murad, all of you. Jazakum Allah khair, barakallahu feekum. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Salaamu alaikum.